Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. District 40 State Senator Ken Rosenboom joins us on today's program to preview the 2021 Iowa legislative session. Your thoughts about having that opportunity to serve once again in District 40 and obviously go into another General Assembly?
Well, I guess I always say the same thing, don't I? It's an honor to serve in the Iowa Senate and represent Senate District 40. And that'll always be the case. It's a significant responsibility, but one that I take seriously and just honored to do it.
Entering your third term, you do so with arguably for your party the strongest majority you've had since you've been in the state house, both in the House and the Senate. And obviously that election just happening. So a lot of faces back in the state house again in both chambers. Your thoughts about that process, especially with the Republicans having such a strong majority and ultimately what that means for the agenda over the next 2 years?
Well, first of all, what it means for the agenda is that we're going to, I would expect that we would continue to pursue our sound budgeting practices regarding the state budget. And in fact, to your point, because the Senate remains the same makeup in the sense that there's 32 Republican senators and 18 Democrat senators, but the House changed significantly. It's went from 53 Republicans to 59, I believe. And that strengthens our objectives, I believe, because not all Republicans think alike, nor do all Democrats think alike. So sometimes when you have 53, you only lose a couple of those and you got problems passing legislation. So with 59 in the House, why there's a little more wiggle room.
Well, and one of the key areas, I'm sure, as you assess what this year looks like, is obviously the past year has been far from normal with COVID-19 and obviously all of the different impacts there have been on really just all levels of life in our country. And the Revenue Estimating Conference just recently met, showing that budget growth won't be particularly different than maybe what was predicted in October, but still maybe not a huge growth overall in terms of the budget, mainly due to some of those impacts because of the coronavirus. Your thoughts about what the budget situation looks like heading in and what that would mean for some of the priorities, not only as you try to move the state forward, but try to help with some of that recovery with the coronavirus?
Well, the good news is that Iowa's state budget is in excellent shape. Our past 4 years of budgeting practices have been conservative to the chagrin of many. But they've been sound and solid, just like you and I would budget for our family budget. We can't spend more than we take in. And that's paying dividends, huge dividends this year. In fact, the Council of State Governments, which is a national group of legislators like myself, commissioned a study and found Iowa to be the strongest position in the of any state in the country with respect to how the pandemic will affect our budget. And that's good news for all Iowans because, as you pointed out, we have considerations that are new and different this year because of the pandemic. We have to take care of some of those matters. We have to keep educating our kids, and this puts us in a strong position to continue to our excellent record of supporting education. And so we are in good shape, and that should make Iowans feel good. We should be able to meet our obligations very comfortably, I think.
Well, and one of those areas, and I had a chance to talk to your counterpart in the House, Dustin Hyde, about this, especially with his new role as chair of the House Education Committee, it is education, and you brought that up. When we think about funding education and all those other things, what are some of the considerations that you think will be going through the Senate and House, especially to support those that I know that there's been, at least in the Pella School District, considerable additional expense, whether it's been staff or cleaning and whatever it might be. What are some of the things that you may be talking about when it comes to education, especially considering the kind of pressure that's, I think, been on some of our school districts with COVID-19?
your point, and you mentioned Pella School District, and I don't know I don't have their numbers right in front of me. The Department of Education numbers show that the net cost to schools, K-12 schools in Iowa, because of the pandemic, was actually they saved money on some areas as well, and that there was actually a net savings there. And that's fine. That's great. We need to have some silver lining out of this thing. But on the other hand, going forward, I know there's going to be additional expenses, and we will listen to the numbers. We'll listen to the presentations on that and decide accordingly. So I'm not going to get ahead of the process. I don't know all the numbers right now, but we have a strong history of supporting K-12 education in our state, and that will continue.
Well, and let's kind of shift gears a little bit and talk about some of your committee assignment changes. It sounds like that you have a few new roles and responsibilities yourself as we head into the new General Assembly. What are some of the key changes to your committee work as we move forward?
Well, the truth is, Andrew, I don't know a lot because the committee assignments have not been finalized yet. All that we've done in the Senate, Republicans, is assign the chairs and vice chairs of each of the committees. And the change for me there is I no longer will be chairing the Natural Resources and Environment Committee. Rather, I will be chairing the Ag and Natural, what we call the Ag and Natural Resources Budget Subcommittee. I've been on that committee all 8 years, but I've never chaired it. So there's a little bit of change that way. And part of the reason for that change, as I understand it, is my track record of working on water quality issues and funding with respect to that. So my understanding is that's why that change was made. Beyond that, I assume I will be on many of the same committees that I was on before, but I don't actually know that yet.
Well, and what are some of the other, I guess, considerations that you expect will at least get some conversation, maybe beyond what will be the dominating conversation with the budget and with education, especially in COVID-19? What are some of the other priorities maybe that you have or that you know that the Republican caucus will be actively working on as we head into the first year of this General Assembly?
Well, one thing that I think is going to get a lot of attention this year, from my perspective, is education, but I'm now not talking about K-12. I'm talking about our region universities. All three of our region universities this past year managed to, I think, stub their toe rather badly by stepping on the constitutional rights and the First Amendment rights of many of our students. And that has drawn the attention of a lot of legislators, both in the House and the Senate. And I fully expect that we're going to deal with that some way. And again, I can't get ahead of the process, but I would just say that we need to pay some attention to what's going on in some of our schools, because some of them have lost their focus.
Once again, that was third-term District 40 State Senator Ken Rosenboom. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcast and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.